Buildings on fire in Pointe-à-Pitre in the Caribbean archipelago of Guadeloupe. This is French overseas territory, and after nearly a week of civil unrest here, the government in Paris is sending reinforcements. On top of the 200 extra personnel already in place, 50 police special forces have just arrived. These pictures are from a local news channel. A nighttime curfew was imposed on Friday, but it hasn't brought calm. More than 30 people were arrested that night alone.
We've ascertained not only that there is disorder, but that live ammunition was used against law enforcement officers. Looting is now taking place on the island, which has, if I may say so, nothing to do with the COVID protest.
Trade unions in Guadeloupe started an indefinite strike on Monday. They're angry about the compulsory vaccination of health workers against COVID-19 and about the French health pass, which is required to access restaurants and cafes, cultural venues, sports arenas and long-distance travel.
Because of this criminal, antisocial law which they set up, hundreds of workers are being thrown onto the street, and by extension, thousands of people, because behind each salaried employee, there's a family.
The French government says about 80% of healthcare workers in Guadeloupe have already been vaccinated. It also says road blockades have disrupted supplies to hospitals.
Le coupable, c'est celui qui a mis l'obligation vaccinale.
Blame those who made vaccination compulsory. You can't do that and then suspend staff without salary. They're affected morally and physically. And 50% of staff are suspended, so vaccinated staff will be doing double the work.
The local authority says some electrical facilities near dams have been damaged, causing power outages to some areas. French Prime Minister Jean Castex is set to meet Guadeloupe officials on Monday to discuss the crisis. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.